Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy. Here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, along with Carson and producer Spittel from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Podcast. Take us anywhere you go. You know how it works, all right? Odyssey. Good morning, Jamie.
How
you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I think I inhaled some dust or something.
Oh, man. Eyes are burning, and I'm hearing it.
You're hearing what?
I'm hearing you. I
think there's some pollen
today.
I think a pollen thing's out there.
Yeah, I think so. What are you drinking? Wine?
Yeah, I am. It's a new routine.
It looks like wine.
I know. It's this new routine, and you're supposed to have a glass of red wine at 6:05 in the morning. And so you know how I try everything,
yeah.
Right? All the newest
the internet,
TikTok.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. This is it's a fine wine. It's a Kendall Jackson.
Oh, ooh. Wow. That is fine. Yeah. It looks really thirsty or tempting there
yeah.
for me.
And it's weird because when you open the bottle, did you hear that?
Makes that little...
It's a screw off
top. Carbonated wine.
yeah. No, it's a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke.
You come rolling in here this morning with a 2-liter bottle.
I'm not going to drink it all. I just have it at the helm.
2 liters of poison.
I know, right?
For your system.
So
right?
Bad for you. Yeah.
All right, getting started on a Tuesday. Today is supposed to be one of the hottest days of the year. The hottest day of the year. Of course, we're only into June. So I like how they say that.
I thought... Saturday or Sunday, we hit 90.
No. Today is the hottest day thus far of the year.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We'll get hotter this year,
yeah.
But today's the hottest day so far of the year.
Gotcha.
I just like the way they phrase that,
Everything's a thing.
Yes.
On the internet, this is a quotable quote. On the internet, everything's a thing by Jamie White.
Absolutely.
Everything is a what?
Everything's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. Everything's a thing.
I'll tell you what a thing is. Coldplay tonight.
Oh, that's man, people thing. Are excited about that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going to be downtown tonight to go to Empower Field,
did
I guess.
Sell
is it sold out?
No, you can still get tickets.
Oh, you can? Okay.
I know you can get third party, but I don't know if it's sold out straight through Ticketmaster
or not. Yeah, I don't
know.
I'm sure the bots bought them up.
Tickets aren't cheap, though.
How much are they?
Well, you get up in the 500 section. I mean, basically, you're watching the monitor from there, right?
$150.
Yeah.
Cheapest ticket.
Oh. Yep. Yeah.
That's not too bad. Who opens up for them?
I have no idea.
All right, no idea. That's why I asked. I guess
good question, though.
You know what? I'm glad we're in radio.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think anybody cares.
I don't think so either.
Does anybody ever go for the warm-up act?
I do. Jelly Roll and...
oh, my gosh.
That's going to be the biggest show on the planet.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
When is that? The 10th?
This Sunday.
Oh, it's on
it's
Father's Day?
It's on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're a horrible dad. That's awesome. Just abandoning your little girl just to go and party with Posty.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
It's at Empower.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
It's Posty and Jelly Roll.
Two big shows this week.
Trust me, everybody wants to see that warm-up act. It's Jelly Roll.
All right, it's a big deal tonight. A lot of people are headed downtown. They say traffic's going to be a nightmare tonight as people gather at Empower Field to see Coldplay. I think it's the first time they've been in many years.
I've never heard of this person. Willow Elena?
Yeah.
Anything? That's
not off the top of my head, no.
Schmidel?
I have no idea who that is.
Willow?
Willow?
Oh, Alanya. We've all heard of Willow.
Alanya, maybe,
we play her
right.
music every morning, don't we?
Yeah, I love Willow. Oh, poor Willow.
Willow's
she's listening.
Great.
She's quite sad.
She is lazy.
Yeah, she said, oh, no. We know your name, sweetie.
yeah, we know who you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the seats will be half empty while you're playing,
oh,
but still.
God, that hurts.
We still love you. Well, it takes a while to get downtown, you know.
Maybe traffic. She's like gospel or something. Oh. I've really never heard of her.
I've never heard of her. Well, we have these tickets we're supposed to be giving away.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say it. I've never heard of this person. This Conan Gray?
O'Brien?
Not Conan O'Brien. Conan Gray.
O'Brien?
Conan Gray is at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Huh? You got to be a big deal if you're booked there, right?
Right, yeah.
Like Willow over at Taya Power Field. You got to be a big deal if you're opening up for Coldplay, right?
I think Conan, if I remember right, Conan Gray sings that song. It goes something like, yeah, I loved her and stuff.
What?
What? You know, songs are always about love in general.
So, right, I've got a hook here. Okay, this is Conan Gray. Okay. Well, there's nothing there.
Oh.
But no, there's nothing on the
hook.
Maybe
he's a mime.
The hook's playing and there's nothing on it.
He's on this Red Rock stage going like this. Like everything's glass.
What is that?
Something's
wrong. All right, turn it off.
It's like feedback or
something's wrong.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
That's Conan Gray.
I don't know, but were you laughing at my joke about him being a mime? My God, listen to me.
They don't book mimes at Red Rocks. Jesus Christ. Don't you start. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Tuesday where it's going to get hot, a little bit warm today, near 90 degrees for a high. It's going to be a scorcher, but it's going to be a beautiful day, too. Beautiful day.
Beautiful.
Can this be true? They say Willow, that's going to open up tonight for Coldplay, is Will Smith's daughter?
I thought her name was Willow Smith, though.
I did, too.
I don't know.
That can't be
true. Well, she only has the song, I throw my hair back and forth. I throw my hair back and forth.
She can't be big enough to open up for Coldplay in a stadium, can't she?
I just only know that one song.
All right.
I throw my hair back and forth.
We'll investigate.
I guess it is. It is Willow Smith, and then it's two girls, actually. It's Willow and Elena. But for some reason, on their little poster, they don't have an and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it was just Willow, I'd get that.
So,
But when we added her last name, when I added her last name, now, then I got confused.
My question is, how much did Will Smith pay for her to be on this tour?
I know. Because literally, the only song I know she sings is The Hair Back and Forth from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, slinking your hair around. Yeah, you're right. It was like 15 years ago, it feels.
Yeah, it was.
She's opening up tonight.
Wow.
Get there late, folks. You know Will Smith pulled some strings on this one.
He's like, dude.
She's got nothing going on, man.
She might. I don't know. Who are we? Lord.
That's great.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's Lord. Great. What a show.
You know what I'm sad about?
What?
I'll tell you. The Savannah Bananas, my friend Kim, she's on Jamie's Bravo Bunch, which, by the way, is a Facebook group that you can follow. It's called Jamie's, J-A-M-I-E, Jamie's Bravo Bunch, and we talk about all the Bravo shows. Anyway, she got a pre-lottery notification from the Savannah Bananas.
She did?
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and somebody else went on the group chat and said that they got one too.
And she went for it? Did she try to get tickets?
Yeah, they haven't done it yet. They haven't done the lottery yet. But I wanted to go to that. I didn't get any kind of I followed them and everything, man.
Yeah, I watched them over the weekend.
The Savannah Bananas?
Yeah, they were playing, I don't know who they were playing, some Yahoos, and they lost, actually.
No.
But I watched the game. I don't understand it. They keep their points in a different way. I didn't understand the way they were playing it.
Well, I don't.
It's a bizarre.
I don't really watch it for like how they play the game because it's more about the dancing.
Well, no. I saw the dancing and it was entertaining and all that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that when I watched it, I was under the impression they play a standard baseball game. Okay, and so I was kind of, I've
never even thought about their points.
Yeah, their website says the team that scores the most runs in an inning gets a point, and the team with the most points wins.
Yeah, okay. It was bizarre. Yeah. I didn't know it.
I never even thought of it.
So you're just trying to win the inning.
It's the reason. Hey, look, when you've got $100 on the game, you watch for points, okay? I bet on the Bananas, but I lost my ass. You guys might watch for the dancing and the shirts off, which, by the way, that's pretty wacky.
Oh, they took their shirts off?
Oh, yeah.
They do a lot.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know
that. Stand. You know what, Carson? You must be on a different algorithm.
Yeah, no kidding.
My bananas don't take off their shirts.
No. How would you know?
Listen, all the top. They're TikToks. Go on their TikTok page, man.
They're all over the place. Yeah. I agree with that, but they've never ripped off their shirt. You're on a different
feed.
You're in the sexy time banana feed.
they just sold out at an arena. 74,000 people were there.
It's yeah. It's a great story.
And the guy was walking towards home plate, and he had his shirt off. None of the others did, but the one dude did.
Or maybe they did take him off. I'm just noticing, but not noticing, but you are.
Yeah. They took him off on Saturday. They were out in the outfield with their shirts off, swinging them around like this. So it's like, dude, you got to catch a fly ball. I got money on this game.
If you don't know who the Savannah Bananas are, they're basically like the Globetrotters of baseball, but only they're really young and hot guys, and they know all the current music and everything. And it's a great story because they started on the internet. They just start, I mean, we were talking about them, what, 3 years ago. We were like, holy crap, they're so funny. And the guy with the big, tall, he wears yellow, he's the guy that created them. They had no money. They like ran out of all their money. They had to mortgage their house. They had to do all this stuff. And basically what they do is they take guys that kind of, well, they take the Carsons of the hockey world.
Yeah. Guys that couldn't make it.
Guys who couldn't make it.
Yep.
Yeah. Guys just couldn't cut it.
I'll tell you after watching Saturday.
Hold on. I hate saying that to you, but I watched a story about somebody they recruited, and it kind of was your story.
It is true. You're good enough. You're just not that good.
Not good.
They make them look better because I watched the game I said on Saturday. They pitch the ball it's almost like it's underhanded.
Yeah.
I mean, they throw it up there so they can whack the crap
Lobby,
out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
well,
bizarre.
Well, I mean, some of them are on stilts while they're hitting the ball.
I know. It's wacky.
So I can't believe they even allow you to, like, gamble on it. That's a little shocking.
$100. I thought the Bananas won every time.
They don't
like
really
the Harlem Globetrotters.
They don't really have a gambling.
No.
Well, you're all worried about the points and stuff, and I'm like, there's not even a legit game going on.
I just couldn't figure out the game. I was a little confused watching it. Because I'd never seen it before.
Gotcha.
I'd never. But the Bananas have been around for years and years, haven't they? And they're the perfect example.
No, they just kind of started.
No, I
like
think
3 years or 4 or 5 years. I don't know.
Look it up. I thought they were something before the internet.
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Yeah, they were.
The point is that guy, the tall guy in the yellow or whatever, he created them. I'm sure they were in some little small town, but then he put them on the internet and they blew up.
2016.
That's okay, 2016. So they've been around for almost 10 years.
But I mean, they didn't become anything until like 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, well, I mean the internet, the viral sensation. That's what's really catapulted them. That's why they're selling out 74,000.
Yeah, I mean, you can be a singer for 10 years, but until you're Benson Boone and you get on the internet,
that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Is that it was the internet, which is the perfect example of how the internet can make you extremely famous very fast. And that's what they've become, and they're selling out stadiums everywhere with this wacky show they do.
Crazy, I tell you.
But yeah, it's...
But I don't have tickets!
Now, when are they here? It's August, I think it is.
August 9th and 10th, I believe,
August
at Coors 9th. Field.
Two nights?
Yeah.
And our boss said we'd try to give tickets away.
Yeah. Can't you get in on the drawing? Don't you just register somewhere?
I don't know.
It might have already closed.
I don't know. I just know my friend Kim got a letter, and I didn't get a letter.
If you go online, you can sign up for a lottery or something.
Yeah, you can still sign up for the lottery. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if you're big fan, get in there.
Yeah, I got you.
Credit card down.
Okay.
What are their tickets going for? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's next here on the program. Stand by.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I feel like that song is about Dakota Johnson.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay's in town. If you don't know, the lead singer, he and Dakota, on again, off again, on again, off again. And he also consciously uncoupled with Gwyneth.
Sure did, years ago.
Yeah, and they have a kid named Apple.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I think they have two kids, but remember the one they named Apple, and we were all like, why?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Apple. Little Apple.
Little Apple, yeah. And I think that the son's name is Zucchini.
Zucchini.
Yeah.
Sister's grapes.
Yeah, so it's just weird. It's just weird. Hey, a lot of you are talking about the Savannah Banana tickets. Somebody said that you can get tickets in the dugout for $1,700.
Sounds like a steal.
I didn't even know you could sit in the dugout.
I think with the bananas, you can do anything.
No, I think you can too, right? Yeah.
Everything's
off. Yeah. Yeah, and then I guess Vivid has them up for $330 each is the cheapest. Damn. I don't know how some of you, and listen, I give you credit, but a lot of you, at least in my friend group, are like concert, hardcore concert goers, right? They go to every concert. That has got to be a fortune.
So like every concert is just ridiculous.
I mean,
it doesn't matter who it is.
I wanted to go to Imagine Dragons at Red Rocks so bad, and our boss said he would get me tickets. he didn't. And he promised, and he even said, oh yeah, I got you backstage. Hey. passes, and he didn't do any of that. But anyway, so when I wanted to go, I went on and to look at the tickets, and it was, of course, you know, like the day before the show or whatever, and they were like $700 each, and I'm so cheap, I'm like, I'm not gonna go pay $1,400.
Well, if you want, I can give you an item line list of my wife's travels and concerts she goes to.
Oh, oh man.
What it cost. So far, we're at $158,000. We're only 6 months into the year.
But remember, she has her own job.
Oh, my God. She goes to every concert.
I know.
It's unbelievable
she does.
To
she's,
me.
She's that girl.
She loves.
I have that friend in my loves. In my group. She goes to every concert.
She just got back from one. L.A. for 2 days.
Yeah, that was like a music festival or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I love how Lisa lives, though. Can I tell you something? Here's how Lisa lives. Lisa has a great job, makes a lot of money. And all of that money goes to Lisa.
I mean, it's perfect.
And then all of BJ's money goes to the household. It's really a great setup.
I have it here on my list. You're not wrong.
I love that.
You're not wrong.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of things. The huge story. Oh, man, I feel bad for this guy. The huge story is that Blake Lively scores a big win against Justin Baldoni. Now, if you're under a rock yesterday, you know this, is that a judge dropped the $400 million countersuit against Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds. If you don't know, Justin Baldoni was suing Blake Lively because she claimed that he sexually harassed her. It was all this stuff. Then he countersued basically for smearing his name and ruining his career. He also, he did like a $250 million defamation case against the New York Times. That one was also dismissed. Now here's where it gets bad. They're saying that she can go after him for legal fees because it was dropped. So every amount of money that it's cost to put on this $400 million lawsuit, they're saying now that she can go after him, and they're saying it's going to be millions of dollars in legal fees for this $400 million
setup. I don't fully understand the ruling yesterday, to be honest, because she basically, the judge said that because she was discriminated against or whatever it was that she was accusing him of, that he can't do the defamation against her because she's covered by legal bounds. That she can't be sued for that.
Because it was a civil suit.
Yeah, but I would think that if somebody accuses you of something and you feel like you didn't do it, you could sue.
And then the worst part, not only did he drop it, but then he did it with prejudice. And if you don't know what that means, put it on your law cap because Jamie's here to teach.
Yeah.
With prejudice means he can't do it again. He cannot put that lawsuit back in.
It's gone.
If you do it without prejudice, you can file it again. But this is done. He can never go after for that particular thing again. I think we have some audio.
The judge has dismissed Justin Baldoni's $400 million lawsuit against Hollywood power couple Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. This is a major development in an ongoing civil case that pitted former co-stars Lively and Baldoni against each other. Now, the two actors worked together in the movie It Ends With Us. Baldoni sued Lively and Reynolds in January, claiming the couple sought to, quote, destroy him and his career after Lively accused Baldoni of sexual harassment and retaliation in a complaint. Baldoni has denied the accusations.
Man, people are upset that she's winning, though.
I know, because nobody likes her anymore. Nobody. And she made a statement. Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Like so many others, I've felt the pain of a retaliatory lawsuit, including the manufactured shame that tries to break us. While the suit against me was, like, totally defeated, so many don't have the resources to, like, fight back.
Man, that's strong. She sounds like a lawyer herself, doesn't she? The way that was written.
Well, everybody's mad at her because, you know, she went against Taylor.
Yeah,
that's why. And the whole Swifties, they are just not having Blake Lively.
But, man, what a punch to the gut for him.
And to know, I don't know if any of you, because I've had to, if any of you have had to pay lawyer fees for somebody else, it'll cut a bitch.
Stings a little extra, huh?
And this has been going on forever. So I can't even imagine what this bill is.
Yep. I mean, TMZ said it's going to be all of millions and millions of dollars. I was just in a custody case. My side, I had to pay $83,000 of his.
Oh no.
You know how that felt?
Oh.
Because he was wrong.
I have a friend that lost one, too. He had to pay
big. I feel you, Justin. I feel you.
That's big.
My God.
Oh, well, he loses.
Yeah. We all just.
Not looking good.
No. Okay. And everybody needs to calm down. Oh, sorry to sound like Taylor. But Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift did not get married.
Yes, they did. I saw the headline. BS. They are now Mr. and Mrs. God. Kelce.
I think it's funny. All right, so here's what happened. They're saying, oh, my God, that NFL player may have accidentally revealed that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are secretly married. So here's what happened. There was an envelope or it was like a place setting, and it says Taylor and Travis Kelce at table number 13. Well, I believe, I'm not sure, maybe things have changed, but I believe if they were in fact married, it would say Travis and Taylor Kelce.
Not at my house. It says Lisa and BJ. So I don't know where the hell you're getting that from. Come over to Littleton, Colorado. It's completely different. Falls right in line, in my opinion.
And I think because it's not proper, I think that's why the bride did it to be funny, is that's why Taylor's name is first, Taylor and Travis Kelce. Or it could be just Taylor. That's her name. Because she didn't put Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So Taylor as her own individual. And, comma, Travis Kelce.
It would have been funnier, though, if she had put Taylor and Travis Swift.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
That would have been a better placement.
Yeah, right? That would have. Nobody knows for sure. Fans point out the naming couples on the place card is pretty normal, even for singles. Because, I mean, maybe they didn't want to put Swift. I don't know.
Look, they're married.
They're not married.
Yes, they are. I read it.
You did?
Yep, on the internet.
Remember the big story? Yep. I swear to God. Remember the big story was that he was going to propose down on the field?
Yeah, after they won.
And they got blown out.
Yeah. I know, but he was never going to do that.
Never.
No. I mean, come on. If he got down on one knee in the middle of that zoo.
No.
No, that was never going to happen. I'm a little disappointed in you. I mean, you bitch about your wife spending so much money, but to spend $2,000 on bathwater is ridiculous on your part.
I like bathwater, especially when it's somebody else's bathwater.
BJ bought Sydney Sweeney's whole thing, and it's got her bathwater, and it sold for $2,000 on eBay. And he gargles it.
Yeah. Isn't she making soap out of
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is.
She paired with Dr. Squatch.
Yeah.
Who?
They're a soap making company.
Squatch.
Dr. Squatch.
Dr. Yeah. Squatch.
How does that squatch?
Anyway, so BJ bought it $2,000. Yeah. It has her bathwater.
And that's not even the signed one. She actually signed one of them.
Well, you know a lot.
On the red carpet the other night. She signed, a guy actually had
her bathwater. How do you sound?
It's soap.
Water?
It's soap. It's
made with soap.
Right.
Made out of her bathwater.
Yeah.
And he had one on the red carpet. He's like, Sydney, will you sign this? And she's like, you have the only one.
You know the only thing I've ever bought water-wise? And I'll just tell you. And I was, now listen, I was 10 years old. Melted snowman.
Yeah.
In that globe, you know?
Well,
all his parts, just floating around.
I
thought that was so funny when I was like 10. I don't know. Sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. All right, and then finally, y'all see Julie Chrisley. She got out of prison, and then they did a little makeover on her, and she looks pretty good.
Does she?
Yeah, she looks.
Yeah, I haven't seen her.
But she stayed out of the limelight. Like she. it was her daughter, Savannah, that put her up on the internet and stuff, but she's just kind of laying back a little bit. I feel like she's ashamed.
I just imagine a whole team rushing over to the house like, we need the A-team, glow up right now.
I agree with you. And I feel like they did pop on veneers.
Yes. I did too.
Did you see her teeth? They just don't look right. They're like somebody, you know those pop up on veneers on the internet? I think they're having on.
I think for her, I think the prison stint that she did was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Was really embarrassing and traumatic for her. And that's why she's laid low. Now, on the other hand, old Todd, he had a party in prison,
dude,
didn't he?
Dude.
He is out there loving life, man. He had a good time
in
the big house.
Yeah, and he's making fun of it. And he's doing
it was like a vacation for him.
Yeah.
He enjoyed his prison stint. Now, it was traumatizing, I think.
Well, and I believe she's a victim, to be honest with you. I think because she's just a follower of him, and he's so, like, you know, convincing. He's a used car salesman. And sorry to all of you that sell used cars. I bought one, and y'all are nice. Anyway, we should probably get rid of that saying, right? Because used cars, when they're nice people.
Well, I like it.
Yeah. I stay by it. Yeah.
I've seen some shysters in my time.
I wouldn't be surprised if she divorces him. Just because I think that she got thrown under the bus with that whole situation. I think she just signed stuff and had no idea what she was doing. And then she went away for what was going to be 8 years, you know?
Well, I think just knowing how much he enjoyed prison stuff to divorce him.
But she knew that before.
Well, I know she did, but he took it up a notch.
I mean, if I knew it and I wasn't married to him, she certainly knew it.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's still around.
I know.
I think she's only around for TV.
Yeah, probably.
I think they're going back to TV, and I think that's why she's still
around.
And
you know what? You have a good point, because I think that they'll make that money and get some money in the banks on the books again.
Yeah.
And then maybe she'll divorce. I don't know. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Going to be a hot one today, 85 or more. Could be quite warm today. Tonight, big night over at Empower Field. $60,000, $70,000, I don't know, but a big crowd tonight for Coldplay.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge deal.
Downtown's going to be packed, man.
And then Sunday is Jelly Roll and, as Carson calls him, Posty.
Posty. Two big shows this week.
I like Coldplay, but I love Post Malone and Jelly Roll. And how'd you get tickets? Did Mike get you tickets?
I got tickets.
Really? Look at that.
What'd they set you back?
No, he got them free.
Yeah.
That's you got free tickets?
Yes.
Yeah. What the hell?
I didn't get Imagine Dragons!
I just asked.
Yeah, so did I.
No kidding.
You did?
For Imagine Dragons?
Oh, yeah.
Posty, free tickets. Stadium.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, are we the favorite child here or
right?
What?
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't even get tickets to Waterworld.
Wait, no, remember what you tried last? Disney on Ice. And they said, no, we don't have it.
Well, yeah, you're right. I did. And Monster Truck.
Remember the Monster Truck
that was just here?
He's going to the hottest ticket in a long time.
Schmuck.
Man.
Yeah.
Kissing the boss's ass.
Coldplay tonight at the stadium. Downtown's going to be crazy down there.
Crazy, yeah. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a wacky thing. All right, these things that are going on in L.A. with these riots, I got a couple of questions real quick, okay? First of all, when I see some of the looting out there, there are certain looting that I'd like to be a part of. I'd like to be a part of that Apple looting, the Apple store.
Oh,
man, you could go in there and get some good stuff, couldn't you?
I don't know why. I think, like, I just feel like, and I feel like they have some kind of master situation at each store where they can just shut off all those phones and you can't
like a kill
them.
Switch.
Yeah, where you can't turn any of them on.
You would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I don't know. But I saw these people running in there coming out with big boxes of, you know, all kinds of Apple gear.
Yeah, but
I'm
thinking, I'd like
to be a part of that.
That one's a good haul,
that's a good
right?
one.
But the guy that goes in and steals like candy bars, I'm like, why would you take that risk?
Look, when you're rioting, don't do 7-Eleven.
Exactly.
Man, stay out of 7-Eleven. You're going to get a damn Slurpee.
Exactly.
Okay. Go into Apple.
Yeah.
I like the Foot Lockers. Mm-hmm. That's a good one, too.
That was
you
a good
know,
one,
you go get you some sneakers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some good ones out there.
A friend of mine put in the glass for the front of Adidas, right? And so he's. I'll tell you, he's very happy about these riots.
Oh, yeah. Those glass people, yeah.
He's going to be busy.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, okay, got some more work.
Stock has gone up. The other thing I'm watching yesterday, they're moving all these Waymo cars out of Los Angeles. You see that?
I did not.
They had a parade of them. Oh. And it's kind of weird because you see like 25 cars leaving the area.
With
and
nobody
there's not
in
a driver in any of them. It's a parade of Waymo cars with no drivers.
Yeah.
It's the most bizarre thing. But I'm watching one burn yesterday, and I'm thinking, you know, those cars talk. I wonder what the car's saying right now. Put me out. Somebody put me out.
Right?
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
The whole thing is just whack-a-doodle. Dude, we tried to have a protest here yesterday. It didn't go so well. Yeah, I saw it. It was in Aurora in front of the detention center. But I felt like it wasn't that great of a turnout.
Oh.
I feel like if I'm the organizer, it's one of those times where I'm like, oh, man.
Come on.
I mean, it was probably like 100 people, which isn't bad. But I think that they were looking for some L.A. stuff, man.
Maybe they didn't have time. Maybe they just kicked it off, you know, and put the word out there just since the LA stuff over the weekend, and they got to have time to ramp it on up a bit.
Maybe that's
it. I mean, you know, you can't really break into an Apple store with 100 people.
No, that one's hard.
You need about 2,000 in order to pull it off.
Yeah, where they don't
break
notice you.
Windows. Yeah, 100 people, you get caught quickly on camera.
Oh my God, I just Googled it, and I am watching that Waymo parade. That they took up the whole freeway with all those cars.
You've got, I don't know how many cars. In the shot I saw, it was like 25 or 30.
Yeah,
could have been more
funny
than that. But they're moving them out of L.A.
Yeah.
But you don't have to call anybody to move them. All you got to do is just hit a button.
Right.
And they all take off to wherever you're
Send
sitting.
Send them directions.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
It's wacky.
It is wacky.
I thought it looked like something out of a movie.
Never in my life did I think we'd... And I rode in them. We were in San Francisco, and I rode them the whole weekend. I didn't want to at first. I was so scared to get in one. And then my kid's like, Mom, it's totally fine. They have LiDAR, and they have cameras. It's a better driver than you and I would be in San Francisco. I loved them. I thought they were fantastic.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Never been in one.
So amazing.
Yeah, never tried it.
The only thing I will say is that like the Model Y, which is Tesla, they don't have LiDAR, so they're having some problems. Like the sun will blind the car.
Yeah.
And the car can't see anybody and will run you over.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos of the Waymos too that were on that were in accidents or whatever. But you don't know what to believe on the internet, so I don't know if it's true.
Well,
or not.
The Waymo, the only one I saw is where they blocked the intersection for the fire truck. They got stuck, and they got stuck in a Chick-fil-A too.
Yeah.
In a drive-through.
And
they
get stuck in roundabouts a lot too.
Yeah,
I
too.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Now we talked about this before, but they'll never come to Colorado. They say right
because of the weather, I guess.
The snow.
Can't handle it, man.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
Bummer.
A little too much for the
Waymo. Because I liked them. I really liked them. And then I was like, man, you could just... And our boss took one, too, when he was in L.A. And he laid down in the back and took a nap.
No kidding.
I mean, what? If you got like a 40-minute drive, why not take a little snooze?
And I've mentioned this before, but for a girl that, you know, all I do is always get Ubers and Lyfts all the time. And this is just a safer way for me not to have to talk to a cavity creep.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Because it locks you there, right?
Yep.
So you're safe inside the car till you get to your destination.
Exactly.
So basically, these cars can't go anywhere north where any snow and ice happens, right? So they're kind of stuck in like New Orleans or Miami. Or LA or whatever.
That's what I mean. I'm hearing. You know,
somebody will come up with something.
I'm sure I will. Come on,
right? At some point. If you haven't seen this video, it is creepy.
It is.
You've got all these cars leaving Los Angeles with no one in them.
I never thought in my lifetime that would be happening.
It's
I really
crazy.
Didn't. It is.
It's so wacky. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on Alice, and it is a Tuesday. It's going to be 85 for a high today. Jamie, good question. That's a good question you ask.
Well, I was just thinking about it. I was thinking, you know, you only did get her socks for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Stupid socks.
Yeah. Well, I got more than socks, but I did get socks.
Oh. And
I've
by
got
the way,
no feedback on the socks, by the way.
I told him to get her those Bambos socks, and then even Carson chimed in.
Yep.
Our boss chimed in. We love those socks. Those socks are amazing.
Yeah.
She's never mentioned them to BJ that she likes them.
No.
Not once. That was a really bad idea, and I apologize.
I don't know if she's even worn them. I have no idea.
But she doesn't know what she's missing.
She's got
are awesome.
They're a little hug for your foot. Oh. They're just a little hug for your foot.
Why don't you text her? A little hug for your foot.
So I was asking BJ what's on the docket for, because Sunday is Father's Day. So what's on the docket, as they say?
It's not come up. Father's Day hasn't come up. Instead, you know what came up yesterday?
What?
How big a 45th birthday is? Now, let me put this in order for you, okay? All right. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, right? This coming Sunday.
Right.
45 is coming up next week, next Thursday. But how big is 45? How big? And what kind of party are we having?
How many
people will be there?
Wow.
And are all the people bringing gifts?
I thought you waited till 50. I thought it was like 40 and 50.
Jamie, we had this argument yesterday. Not an argument. A discussion. Right. Okay, we had
I thought it went like 30, 40, 50.
Yeah.
Not according to my wife.
Oh, she does it on the fives.
She does it on fives. She says 25, 35, 45. Big.
Okay.
Now, 65's big because it's retirement.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But really, when you celebrate birthdays, here's the way I see it, okay? 21.
Huge.
Yeah. 18.
Well, 13. 13. 18.
18. Yeah, 21. Mm-hmm. 21. Then 30.
Exactly.
Then 40. Then 50. Right?
Yeah.
Not 45.
I've never been invited to a 45 birthday party. Like a big 45.
I don't think so either.
The breakouts have always been the 30, 40, and 50s.
That's the conversation yesterday. No, it wasn't about Father's Day. Nothing to do with Father's Day. Coming up on Sunday, by the way. Father's Day.
No, it was about you.
No, it was about the big 45.
So you're hosting a big 45, are you? Sounds like you're being forced to.
And make sure everyone brings
crazy.
A present.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I got
you. Wow, what are we going to do? You got to plan this.
Yeah.
How about Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Yesterday, after that discussion, she kind of had me convinced that maybe 45 was a deal. So coming in here and hearing it from you guys that 45 is just another. Okay?
I don't think it's a thing.
I don't either.
40 for sure. Dirty,
am I
30,
wrong?
Yeah. I've never heard of 45.
Well, when you go into Party City... They don't have the 45 one.
No, you have a big 50.
Yeah, the over the hill one.
Yeah, 40. They have over the hill. They have 40. They have 30. Then 20. Go in here with her to Party City and go, where's the 45 stuff?
That'll be the line.
Well, here's a 4 and here's a 5. I know how it's going to go. We're over in the little kids section. Yeah. Here's a 4, here's a 5. You put them together.
They just don't have that, you know, for the...
It's on a milestone.
Yeah, I think you're fine. You're fine. But no mention of Father's Day?
Father's Day hasn't come up at all. Oh. No. What are we going to do? What would you like? None of it. No question whatsoever.
You know, I mean, this...
But that's pretty typical for most guys, I think. I think most people fall in that same category.
Do you know, my sister didn't talk to me for like almost a year.
Yeah.
And it was my fault, okay? So I went back to Southern Illinois, and my sister said, do you want in on the meat thermometer for my dad?
Yeah.
Okay?
And for Father's Day.
For Father's Day. Yeah. And then they also had that weird thermometer that hung and it was floating. Remember when that was a big deal from like Sharper Image? It had those little, it was in water and
I don't remember it.
Whatever the temperature was, that was a separate thing. So she's like, we have two gifts for Grandpa Bob. Do you want in on it? And I said, no, I'm going to buy something separate. And she's like, you know, because like her gifts weren't good enough or something.
Yeah.
So I went into... I went into the Chevy dealership and I bought a brand new SSR,
right.
A Chevy SSR. It was a convertible truck. And they showed up at the door on Father's Day morning. My sister had just given my dad the meat thermometer.
Oh.
And this guy knocked on the door and I knew he was coming. And he's like, Mr. White, we got something for you. And my dad walked out. There was a brand new truck out there. Man, my sister was mad at me.
Here's what makes you mad, though. He liked the meat thermometer better than the truck. He did.
Because guess what? My dad's very tall. He couldn't fit in the truck without the top down. I didn't think about measuring him. And so he did love the truck because it was cool. It was the only one there. But he had to have the top down to drive it. But that'll, yeah, that'll make your sister mad. When they have a thermometer, when they show up and she
we're not doing a car, Katie.
She wrapped it all pretty and everything, yeah, you know, like, and she was so excited to give it to my dad, and then that was probably not the best idea. They don't talk to you for a long time.
At this point, I'd take a meat thermometer, okay? I know a car's not in the picture for me, okay? I think we're pretty safe on that.
Well, I wasn't talking about you. I was just telling you how you get your family never to talk to you again.
That'll end
it's
it.
Just, you know, upside them like that. They get real, real mad.
Well, yeah. Sunday is Father's Day. Right? It's Father's Day, so think about dad if you get a chance. If you get a chance.
You sound really sad.
Yeah. Well, dads always get hosed. We get hosed every single time.
What
about
you, Carson?
It hasn't come up. Same as BJ. So I don't know. But I don't ask for anything. She never asked me. We're not the couple that, like, hey, what do you want me to get you? We're not like that. I'll either surprise her with something or she surprises me with something. We don't really talk about what we want.
So maybe it's a big surprise. Maybe.
I doubt it.
I'll bet you it's a meat thermometer. Hey,
the father-in-law is going to be in town. I'm second fiddle, I think.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. We're going to celebrate him for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I might be forgotten.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. What a show. What a show it's going to be tonight over at Empower Field. You've got Coldplay in town. No, she's not going. She's not a big Coldplay fan. Yeah, okay. She's a huge Willow Smith fan. So I'm surprised she's not buying those tickets.
She flips her hair back and forth. Yeah.
That is a weird combination, folks. I'm so sorry. But, you know, look, you're going to have a great time tonight. I get it. You know, have a blowout if you want to with Coldplay. But putting Willow Smith on stage to open up for Coldplay just seems a little weird.
Maybe we're missing something.
Maybe we are.
Maybe there's a whole thing that we don't.
Is Will Smith associated with, you know, Chris Martin in some way? Or have they done a project together?
Will Smith had his own, like, little concert series going on there for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he got back into music.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's something I'm looking forward to. I got to figure out Netflix quick.
Because figure it out.
This Sunday, Jamie, it's a puzzle. This Sunday, Balloon Boy, the documentary, is on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Woo! Balloon Boy. You remember that day? Wow.
I lived in Los Angeles when that was going down, you guys, and I was glued to the TV. I know all of you were as well.
We lived here at the time,
yeah.
And I'm telling you, we were a part of this. And when this airs, it's going to feel like we're reliving it over again. It was the most intense, dramatic event
I
of
was
any city that I've ever lived in that occurred, you know, during that time I was there.
Was I the only one crying while they were following the balloon?
Oh, no.
Everybody was terrified.
Yeah. Oh, terrified. I thought I was going to fall out of that. I don't think I'd even had a kid yet. I don't know what year it was, but I just remember just tears going down my face.
October 15th, 2009, police chased a helium balloon flying over Fort Collins that could be mistaken as a flying saucer out of a fear that a six-year-old boy was inside, if you remember. His father had launched this balloon, and accidentally, he said, the kid was inside the balloon, and there he was. You had choppers in the air. You had all kinds of people.
It was like watching, you know, those bounce houses that get picked up and kids get flipped out of them and they die.
Seriously.
You know, it was like watching a bounce house, but only it was more hovering, you know?
Well, and it was so far up in the air compared to a bounce house. So this thing was like hundreds and thousands of feet. And it was just floating. And we're all thinking a six-year-old little boy is in there. Oh, where's this going to end? And how's it going to end? It was dramatic.
And then what did the little kid say? My dad told me to hide in the barn or something.
Yeah, in the attic, in the barn. He was asleep.
That's crazy.
My dad said go up there and hide. Oh, did you know he got pardoned from all this?
I did not.
The governor, Jared Polis, he pardoned him in 2020. No crime whatsoever. Wow. How do you have no crime here? You had all these authorities.
I don't know, ask the Chrisleys.
Well, you have all these people that are looking, the resources it took to track this kid down that wasn't there. And nothing happens to the
guy.
But
don't forget his big invention that came out afterwards. Do you remember that? The back scratcher?
Yeah.
He would cut wood, right? He cut up wood and he put like a picture hook on the back of it, and you're supposed to hang it on your wall, and then you go up to it like a bear and scratch your back.
This guy was a shyster. Wasn't he though?
Yeah.
Didn't he have like 4 or 5 inventions at the time that he was trying to market, and he needed some publicity, so he came up with this idea to launch his kid.
The last thing I saw, he was like living in a trailer.
He's in Florida.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, okay. They all moved to Florida after the incident. I think a few years later, he finally, no charges, I think, ended up being filed, or a few charges, something like that. Then he took his family and he moved.
He has a metal band.
He does now?
Oh. Yeah, listen. So he operates a Craftsman Tiny Homes business, right? He is into tiny homes. And he also has a metal band called Heaney Boys.
Heaney Boys. Nothing says metal like Heaney Boys.
Wasn't his name Richard Dick?
I don't know.
Dick Heaney?
I don't know. Heaney Boys!
Now, I wonder if Netflix is doing this on purpose, because this guy goes down as maybe one of the worst fathers ever.
Ever.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they're releasing it on Father's Day.
Oh, they are?
It's Sunday.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, it comes out Sunday. It's set to be released on Netflix, and it's called, what is it? Trainwreck. Balloon Boy.
Whoa. It was a train wreck.
Dumb.
It was. I mean, the whole thing.
I got to watch it, though.
I want to watch it.
I
got to
relive this because it was so intense. Imagine that. You're sitting here, you're watching this balloon fly over the city, and you're thinking a 6-year-old boy's inside there.
Somebody said also, you guys, the Netflix documentary about the submersible submarine that they tried to go down, remember? And it exploded. I
do want to see that. It looks,
it's
really
all part
good.
Of the same series. It's called Trainwreck. Yeah, so this one, like, there's the Balloon Boy train wreck, and they did like the Poop Cruise and the.
They have like
too.
7.
Yeah. I didn't see that on my. But it's, I guess it's not suggested for me.
Yeah, there's a whole series. There's
and
like 8 of them.
Trainwreck?
Uh huh.
Because the other day when it was all rainy and stuff, I watched one, and only if you're F1 will you, but we kind of might like it, but it's called The Seat or something.
Yes.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, but it popped up. I want to watch it. Is it good?
It is really good, but it's only like 40 minutes.
What's it called?
It's called The Seat. And it's the youngest driver in F1 history.
Oh.
Yep. He's only 18. He's 8, and they put him in the freaking F1 seat. Like, that's never been done in history, that they just take him from like go-karts, basically. He was a little better than that, but, and they put him in an F1 seat, Lewis Hamilton seat. And it was because Lewis went to Ferrari, and Lewis Hamilton, who obviously you guys know, they part owner of the Broncos, and they put him in his seat. At 18. Can you imagine being an F1 driver?
I can't imagine the pressure.
You're an F1 driver at 18? You don't even, I mean.
You can barely drive a regular car.
I think he was actually like, because they said he didn't even have his real driver's license yet. He hadn't had time.
At 18?
Yeah, he hadn't had time to get it.
All right, well, this series starts on Sunday. It takes a look at some of the most out-of-the-ordinary crime incidents that's happened over the last few years. And it all kicks off with Balloon Boy. On Sunday, on Father's Day. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the program. 85 for a high.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know how everybody's protesting and stuff?
Yeah.
I got a new one.
What's that?
I got a chant and everything.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you going to protest?
Ready?
Yeah.
Well, you can guess what it is.
Okay.
But I got my poster board. Okay. It goes like this. Liquid glass my ass. Liquid glass my ass.
That's a tough one.
That is.
Liquid glass my ass. Oh, boy.
Yeah, liquid glass my ass.
I'm stumped. What is it?
It's a debacle by Apple is what it is.
Oh, debacle.
A debacle by Apple. Apple yesterday introduced its new liquid glass. Ugh. So I just watched some of the beta testing that they have going on, and it's... okay, so basically?
Basically? It's super cool, guys.
We like it. So liquid glass is where it becomes opaque, and you can see through it your different apps, so you can see the ones that are below it. So To me, it looks like just a bunch of apps stacked on top of each other, and I can look through all of them, and I just spit. Sorry. It looks messy. I don't like it. It is a...
I haven't seen it yet.
I could see how a lot of people would not like that on their home screen.
Because I don't... I can just, like, swipe and go to the next page of apps and the next page. But what they've done is I can have my apps on one page, and I can see through them to the ones on the bottom.
Yeah. You know, I wonder why Apple thinks that that's necessary.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, sometimes with the updates they do with Apple, and I'm sure Android's the same way too, it's almost like they come up with crap just to have an update.
Well, yeah, because you know what I mean? It was their big rollout.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had to have something.
And it's stuff that we don't really care about getting. Nobody's demanding opaque, are they?
I have not heard that demand.
People have been writing Apple saying, hey, I need opaque.
No, but I would really, and I know they have the foldable phone, but I would really like them to make a phone that, like, really, really is compact, like, really small, and then folds out to gigantic screen.
Like an iPad?
Yeah. Like, I want it to get, like, little bitty, like, the size of a quarter, but then I push a button, and it goes to the size of, a big screen. Oh, maybe they can work on that one. Yeah, but it's called Liquid Glass, and the beta test model for us regular people will be out in July, and then the full rollout will be out in September. So maybe they'll fix it a little bit. It looks... I'm not that impressed, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, I hate to admit it, but my phone's so much smarter than me.
Oh, everybody says. You're not the only one. Yeah.
There's so many videos I see of what your phone can do. Did you know this? No, I didn't know it. And I still don't know it.
Liquid glass my ass. Liquid glass. See?
I'm a part of that.
I got a chant, too. Hey, Zach Bryan is doing a really cool thing, and that is he surprised fans with one more show for the year. He will be headlining Red Rocks on August 10th, and he's making his shows affordable for fans, unless you're like my friends who already went to like StubHub and stuff, and they are not cheap.
Now, what's his price if he's going to make it affordable?
$50 plus fees.
All right, now that's cool. That's cool.
Right.
But so it's never going to stay at that price, right?
It already hasn't, yeah. So you have to register for him. So he said, I wasn't planning on playing this. He's talking about Red Rocks. But a spot opened up, and I wanted to play an affordable show for all my fans. None of these tickets will be more than $50 plus the fees. You can register now through Friday, June 13th at 5 p.m. for a chance to purchase tickets via Fair AXS. Details and registration info is at ZachBryan.com.
It sounds like he's trying his best.
He's really trying.
He's really trying to you know, get on the side of the fans, make it affordable for you, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
No, he's setting a price. He's got a system in place. We're going to take the scalpers out of the picture, blah, 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 blah. It ain't going to work.
But you already looked on StubHub, right?
Yeah, StubHub has, so it's weird, because the highest price tickets are down low, which is not general admission. And that's $1,600 a ticket. Now, they have general admission tickets. There's only four tickets in general admission, and they're $834 a piece.
Now, I'll do the math for you. Okay. $1,600 is more than $50.
It is. Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know.
There's a bit of a markup.
It's gone up, Jamie. It's gone up.
But he hasn't even released his tickets. So apparently, the only thing I can figure out is Red Rocks has a broker deal in, or StubHub is just taking their chances and throwing tickets up there.
StubHub lets people pre-list stuff for concerts that haven't had events sold, like tickets sold yet, because you can just take the listing down if you don't get the tickets.
That is such a ripoff.
It's just so weird.
It's got to be so frustrating for artists.
It does.
Who want
He's
to do
really
it for
trying.
Their fans, especially country artists. They love it, okay? But these artists that really want to do the right thing, it's got to be so frustrating that you put tickets out there for $50 and they're not even on sale yet.
Exactly.
And they're already selling for $1,600. That is crazy.
Oh, my God. Somebody said Mumford & Sons tried the exact same thing and it didn't work either. That is such a bummer.
This isn't
going to
work.
Yeah. And also this event, Savannah Bananas, who I wanted to see, those are already going for like $400 to $800.
Yeah, and I tried to register because it was through a lottery. The lottery's closed, so
it
I got
is?
Kicked out. Yeah, you can't register.
This is when I need to be really nice to my friend Kim. Hello, Kim. How are you? Thank you for being on Jamie's Bravo Bunch. Really participating a lot. In,
Kim, she needs four. Kim, if you're listening, four.
Because you got a letter saying that you were in the lottery or whatever. And I looked in my email. I looked in my spam. I looked everywhere, and I did not get a letter. So So Kim's my new bestie. Yeah. Hey, Kim, what up?
No banana. No banana for you.
Want to go to lunch? I'm buying. Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah. So, that's the deal with Zach Bryan. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Simone Biles, man. Not everybody. That's not true. A lot of people support her. Simone Biles, she went after Riley Gaines. Remember the girl that was in, she was in swimming?
Yeah.
And she was very vocal about having to swim against transgender males.
Yep.
Or female, whatever it would be. And basically, Simone Biles went after her and said, listen, they're allowed in the sports. And then, oh, it was brutal. I followed the whole thing, like with popcorn and everything. And then somebody said, and I kind of agree with it because, you know, back in my day, I used to be a gymnast. It said, Simone, don't you realize they've built different apparatuses for men in gymnastics, completely separate from what you do.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why people get involved in a fight that it's just ridiculous at times. You know, it's like, you know, there's an advantage. If a guy is a guy competing against a woman, in most cases, maybe not like golf or something, I don't know, but in most cases.
Well, no, you guys can drive further.
Yeah, I mean, just most, well, except for that one lady here who does the longest drive.
Oh, yeah,
drive.
She does.
She beat my pants off me. Yeah. You kidding? Yeah. You kidding? There's
well, let's go
cases.
Through. Let's go through the ones that are coming.
And I think Kaylin could beat me.
I go frisbee golf.
That you could do. That's
probably
unisex.
Well, because it's.
I think you could do frisbee golf.
Okay.
I think you could do putt putt.
Putt putt, good.
Putt putt would work. Yeah.
Bowling.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just
a spin on it.
I don't know. I think guys might have more spin.
You don't have more spin.
I don't have any spin.
You know what?
You
let's go. Let's go.
I have no spin.
Let's go to the bowling alley right now.
I am the worst bowler. I took bowling in college.
Badminton, I would say there's not an advantage.
Pool? Yeah, I don't know.
Pool is good. Good.
What about pickleball?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's
no
I think
advantage.
It's even playing
what
field.
Kind?
You hit the ball much harder.
Yeah, but that's not what the game's about.
Yeah, it is. Get the ball over the net.
No, but not hard. It's not like tennis.
It is. If you want to smack the ball so hard it goes by the opponent.
No, pickleball's not like that. It's like it's about agility and drop shots.
All right, we disagree on this one. Yeah, pickleball is an advantage. Just like tennis would.
I think it's an advantage in pickleball.
I agree, too.
Well, I agree with Carson.
Well, you guys are wrong. So, big deal. You know,
maybe you're wrong for once.
Back to your story. Back to your story here. It's clear that in certain sports, like gymnastics, for example, that's what she's talking about, or swimming, that these guys have an advantage.
For sure.
They do.
For sure. What was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is sad. Two masked men broke into McLemore's home in Seattle and stole thousands and thousands of dollars in valuables. Police say the men got into the home through a patio door, sprayed the nanny in the face with bear spray. This is a scary situation because there were three little kids in the house. Thankfully, they did not get hurt, but they sprayed the nanny in the face. They blinded her temporarily, and then they took off with jewelry, shoes, watches, before pushing the nanny to the ground and taking her phone.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's kind of a scary situation, right? I'll talk about... After I'm done, can I talk to you guys about chicken?
Sure. I love chicken.
I love chicken.
I know, but I didn't Google it because I was like, I'm going to not Google this. I'm going to take it to the show.
Okay,
so after this...
Is there a question?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
about chicken.
It's about chicken. And then, obviously, the whole story about Justin Baldoni, just, man... That Blake Lively, she squashed him like a little tiny bug, and
you know,
I feel bad for
him. I hate to admit it. You're right, though. Justin, he is crushed this morning. This ruling is bad.
It is bad, and it's with prejudice, so that means he can't come back to court with the same, stuff. So the $400 million lawsuit was, was dropped. So was the $250 million against the New York Times. All of that was dropped, and he might have to pay legal fees now.
Baldoni is done.
It's so sad.
She's won, and America is livid.
They are.
Are we?
Well, that was a good... Do that again.
America is livid. Are we?
I think we are.
Oh, you didn't need the RV.
I think we are. I think I am livid.
I'm a little disappointed. I don't even know the story that well. Yeah. And I'm still... Because I didn't want her to win.
I didn't either. And I don't like her because she really used my friend Taylor.
Yeah.
And she called her, like, I have friends that are dragon sorcerers or whatever they are.
Dragons.
Yeah. My friends will take you down. Taylor's my friend. And he, like, she used it against him.
From the very beginning, it's felt like two against one, too. because you got Blake and Ryan Reynolds together.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got just Justin by himself over there, Baldoni.
Yeah.
And so it was like two on one. So I always pulled it for the underdog.
And now, guess what? I'm so now biased against her that I saw his commercial for that stupid phone, and I'm like, I think you might be gay.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Boom.
Right?
Take that, pal.
Nobody dresses like that unless you're gay, because gay men dress the best.
Yes.
And he was like, he had like a sweater vest on.
And who names a phone company Mint? That doesn't like, say phone.
I feel like your sweater vest likes men. So there. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Alice. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. If there's anything you miss on the program, you'll get the podcast, which gets posted after 10 o'clock this morning. All right, you got a chicken question?
Okay, I'm going to sound like a bimbo, and I'm going to accept that.
Okay.
But I decided that maybe, I mean, I don't want to come off a chicken as the sea chick, whatever her name was, remember?
Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, this might be a little chicken of the CE. Okay. So yesterday, there was a beautiful, beautiful ad for chicken on television, right? And it was the thighs. And they were gigantic thighs. And they were like, we have chicken thighs for sale. I was like, wow, I don't even know if I've had a thigh. Where? And I didn't Google it.
Okay.
Where is that on the chicken?
The thigh?
Yeah.
The thigh is just above the kneecap.
No. I've seen their whole leg.
No.
Wait, and there's more. What about the wing? There's no meat there. There's no meat on that. Those are just wings. I'm just saying, there's too much meat out there for one chicken. They're saying breasts. Okay, I see that on a chicken. Like when a chicken walks around, I see its boobies.
Yeah, you see
it. Right? I see. Okay. I mean, they're kind of pumped up. I think they pump them up with salt water and stuff.
Absolutely, because they're way larger than normal chicken.
Right,
yes.
Because when I look at a chicken, I don't go, wow, nice rack, man.
And I do.
And I don't see the size of breast meat as a chicken staring at me that I get at the store.
It doesn't correlate.
Right? So then there's that. So then there's the wings, right? So let's go get all these parts from the grocery store and try to construct a chicken. Because I'm going to tell you what, that's not a normal looking chicken. And then you add those big juicy thighs. I've never seen those. And then the drumsticks. Where's that? Where's the drumstick come from?
You're not married, are you?
I just want to know, where's the drumstick? Where's the drumstick at?
I don't know, man.
Tell me.
The drumstick comes from the upper portion of the leg, Jamie.
I thought
it's
that was
right
the
there.
Thigh. I thought that was the thigh.
We used to take, we had a farm and we killed chickens. The drumstick is the upper part above that skinny ass leg they have.
I thought that was the thigh. Then where's the thigh?
Well, the thigh's into there somewhere.
See,
there's a lot of feathers. I don't
there's
know.
There's a lot of chicken parts that I feel like, looking at a normal chicken, I'm like, you don't have that many parts.
Thank you. Exactly
I
right.
I do agree with that, because exactly. There's chicken everything.
There is. All right, so let me take two drumsticks. You say it's okay. above their little legs. Okay,
yeah.
Now I have drumsticks. Now I put on those gigantic thighs. Well, this dude is already huge.
No, the thighs are above that, underneath the feathers. They're above the drumstick.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
And so I'm putting them right here, like,
okay.
Like it would be like, you know, if it was
right
my
there.
Cervix
gotcha.
Right here
yep.
area. Okay, so now this thing is huge because those thighs were this big. So I'm doing show and tell. And so then I got a drumstick here. This thing, you know what? It's a 6-foot chicken.
It's a mutant chicken.
It's ostrich.
It's an ostrich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what's that other one? That other kind of bird.
Emu.
It's an emu. I think we are secretly eating
yeah,
emu.
We got an emu.
Because that's the only way. If you put all those parts together, think about how big they are, you would have an emu.
Yeah, I've never thought about this.
You should.
To be honest with you. But I love chicken. I do like chicken.
I know, but
yeah.
If we went and parted it, let's
I
go
think,
to the store and put all those parts together to build a chicken, I think you would be shocked and awed how gigantic this chicken would be.
Because the breasts alone are just...
Exactly, are the size of a regular chicken.
Yes.
And that's not even thighs, wings, or legs. My God!
Are you done?
Yeah, but I do have
with
a problem.
Chicken.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with the chicken.
All right.
But I do have a point. I want you all to think about when you buy chicken next time. Like, damn, that was a big
I'll
chicken.
Do it today. I'm going to go to the store.
Will you try to part it together?
I'll do my best to put that chicken right back together, Jamie.
Okay, thank you.
And then I'll even glue feathers
oh, yeah,
on
like
it.
A diagram.
Yeah, because it's not right.
Like
all right,
a puzzle.
So yesterday, it was a sad day in my life. Well, there's a couple of things that happened. I went to lunch with this guy, but that doesn't matter. I'll tell you that story tomorrow. That was bad. Do not have curry at lunch.
No.
Ooh.
Don't have curry ever.
Oh, never.
I don't like curry. Why did you order curry?
Yeah.
You don't even like curry. You've said that.
I know, but we went to
You went to a curry restaurant.
Yeah, and I wanted to look like well-rounded.
Yeah. Yeah. curry does make you look well-rounded. It makes you look international.
Exactly. I wanted to look international in front of a boy, and so I had curry.
Now, did he suggest a curry place?
He did. He likes it, yeah.
Well, that was dumb on his part.
Well, we couldn't go hiking after.
No, you couldn't. You'd been better off going to Hooters, though.
All right, so anyway, I got home, blah, blah, blah. The day went on, and that was a disaster. So the day went on, and I was like, oh, you know, I don't have any groceries. I'm going to go online, and I'm not going to mention the place or anything. I'm going to order groceries. Well, because it was later in the day, it said it won't be available for delivery till 9 p.m. I'm like, that'll be fine. It's fine. 9 p.m. I'll probably just be going to sleep, but I can unload it because I don't buy a lot because it's just me, right?
Yeah.
So I go online. Well, first of all, I get into the coupon world. Have you ever been in coupon world online where you're just hitting ad? Why can't they have it where you can just add all, and if you get it, you get it?
There is. That's what we use.
It's
Boost. It's automatically added. All the coupons are automatically added. It's the easiest thing.
All right, so anyway, so I'm in the world of coupons. I'm clicking, because I'm like, well, I don't want to lose this money. It's free money, right?
Right.
Clicky, all this crap. And then all of a sudden, I order, and it takes forever to order all the food. And they don't have French bread. There's no French bread. I can get sourdough, but I can't get French bread. Not available. Pickup only, not delivery. Why? Why can't I get French bread? Why won't they deliver it? But they'll deliver sourdough.
I don't know.
Exactly, me either.
Did you call somebody?
No, I didn't call anybody. I was just mad.
It's got to be the warehouse. So you're probably getting delivery from a warehouse, and warehouse doesn't carry
French bread, but they carry sourdough.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Because they're stupid.
Because it's a warehouse. Some warehouses don't carry.
Well, why would they carry
items.
Other
if
it, bread?
If it's like fresh, then you got to actually go to the store. You can't get it from a warehouse.
But you can buy French bread that's not fresh. You can buy it in
correct.
A package.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Why they wouldn't they have that?
They did not. It wasn't available. So I'm really irritated. And like so many things, it was like not available for delivery, blah, blah, blah. So then I finally, BJ, I'm not even kidding. It took 90 minutes for me to freaking order on this app, right? And then it says, you've timed out. It says, because after I added all my coupons, it says, you've timed out. The next available delivery window is tomorrow.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I told you so.
You know what?
You know?
And I thought of you yesterday. I was like, wow.
I've been telling you guys all along, this whole ordering and clicking and stuff.
Yes.
Hey, it's just get out of your seat and get your car and
you.
Go get your damn groceries. Uh-huh. It's that easy, okay? And you wouldn't have this problem, okay?
I understand.
But here's the thing I'm hearing.
This is
right
the hard
now.
Part. You were right.
Yeah, I was right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm often right, actually. I'm very, very. But here's another thing I'm going to be right about, too.
Okay.
If you're complaining about chicken and the size of those chickens, okay, and then French bread on top of that, that tells me that lunch yesterday was awful. That dude, I don't know who took you to curry, but that was a bad day for you to be this angry over chicken and French bread.
I'm sorry.
So that must have been a horrible lunch. That's what I'm gathering.
I have a hard time finding good food in Indian food. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you have a hard time finding a good man. You're missing everything right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Everybody at the bar getting drunk.
Bar getting tipsy.
It's another word for tipsy, by the way.
Yeah,
you
is.
Know? Drunk, just drunk. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Coldplay tonight at the stadium. That's going to be a huge show. Big old show. Lots of people going down there. Downtown is going to be absolutely packed. Now, I mentioned this whole baby thing where they're getting $1,000. And man, did you get upset about this, Jamie?
It's not fair.
Nothing's fair in life, Jamie.
I know, but come
Nothing's
on.
Fair.
Why don't all of us get $1,000 if we had a kid?
Yeah, I would like my $1,000 too.
Yeah.
I'd get $4,000.
I know.
I got four boys.
Yeah.
Where's my $4,000? Now, I wonder what this money could grow to. Now, if you don't know the story, Donald Trump yesterday made an announcement that kids that were born in, I think it was what, December 31st of last year, born then all the way up to January 1st of 2029. If you have a baby during that period, any child that's born, you're going to get $1,000 to put into the stock market, and it can't be touched for 18 years.
Yeah, I guess it. I mean, it's gambling, so it you don't know what it's going to. Yeah. I mean, it depends.
Well, it goes into a mutual, not a mutual fund, but just an index fund. It goes into there first, and then the parents get to decide where they want to put it.
Gotcha. So I mean, but if you have a 401k, you know the ups and downs of how it goes. So
yeah,
who knows what it'll be.
But I think on this particular one, you can select an individual stock. Let's just say that you go back to when Bitcoin started, because you remember that well, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, Bitcoin. Let's say you took $1,000 then, and you made the right decision and say crypto's the way to go. Look how wealthy you'd be today for your kid.
Yeah, but some of my index stocks have fallen off and gone away.
I know, but you're looking at the
like
dark side.
ConnectedJet, I bought ConnectedJet, it's gone.
That's a terrible stock.
The company we used to work for, it's gone.
Here's the announcement.
For every U.S. citizen born after December 31st, 2024, before January 1st, 2029, the federal government will make a one-time contribution of $1,000 into a tax-deferred account that will track the overall stock market. In other words, it'll be pegged to an index that we'll pick. Right, Michael? We'll pick it. We'll pick a good one.
Going to pick a good one, man. How do you know what's a good one? You don't know. It's all a gamble, right?
It is gambling.
And it feels like $1,000 isn't enough.
Well, if they have to hold it in there for 18 years, it'll...
18 years? Yeah. It could grow, right?
It could grow, yeah.
I mean, you could get it up to, let's say you pick like a crypto or something like that right now, something that's like 7 cents a share. And you put that $1,000 in there. Who knows?
Well, I mean, not to brag, but here I go. About 17 years ago, I bought Costco.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say.
All right. So, no. We don't have to know how many shares.
Yeah.
When you bought Costco, this is a perfect example, actually.
Right.
Okay. Because if you're a parent right now and you're about to have a baby, or you just had a baby in the last few months, and you're going to get this $1,000, at some point in the next few months, you're going to be able to decide what you want this money to go to as far as an investment goes. And it can stay there, or you can move it around, whatever you want to do, for the next 18 years. But you can't take it out. So every time you make a move, it's on you, right? All right, so when you bought Costco, what was the price of that stock? Do you remember?
It's ballpark. I'm going to say it was like $100.
Really?
Yeah.
$100. And how long ago was that?
It was like 17, 18 years ago.
All right. 18 years ago.
Maybe 19.
Costco, $100. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
It's a round number.
And now it, like yesterday, it hit like $1,100. I think it's back down to $1,000
today. It's $1,000, yep.
10 times your money.
Yeah.
In 18 years.
Well, it says that it's grown 2,000%.
Did it split at some point?
Yeah, so not yet, but it says in the little thing, it says it's up 2,000%. So I might have even bought it cheaper than that. I don't know.
You might have.
Yeah,
you might have for it to be that high now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
$100 seems like a lot.
Here's
though,
how I buy.
Years ago.
Here's how I, and maybe it is. Yep. Maybe it was 63.
I don't know.
Here's how I buy stocks, you guys. And think of it this way: if you're going to get that, well, they're doing the fund for you. But whatever I use, that's what I buy stock in.
Yeah.
Now it's not working out for Kohl's.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I like
some
that
idea. Some of them don't pan out.
Yeah, but some of them not so much. But you know,
I like that idea though.
Yeah, but if I go there, then
because you
feel
believe
like,
in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You believe in it.
Kohl's kind of screwed me over, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, and you don't do it the opposite way where some people buy a stock and then they start shopping there.
Yeah,
they do it that way.
No.
You already shop there
and
you like it, so you figure this is going to take off.
Yeah.
I like that strategy.
Again, sometimes it'll screw you over.
You can't be betting 100%, Jamie.
I know. I'm definitely not.
You're going to have some turds. You're going to get a 10 or turd.
Yeah, you are.
You are. That's the way it works.
A lot of turds.
But imagine. See, I'm a gambler. I like it, okay? So, to me, this is fascinating that they're going to give you $1,000. You can't move the money for 18... Well, you can move it. You can't take out the money for 18 years. And all your decisions all goes to your child.
Right.
It's like, what a game. It's like we're on a game show.
Spadil, do you still have GameStop?
No, I sold that a long time ago.
Diamond hands, man.
See, yeah. I would just hold on to that because you never know.
What
it
happened,
went
pal?
Way down.
Oh, I know.
I would have lost
still.
Like $500 if I would have kept it.
Oh, don't listen to us. Sounds like you know what you were doing compared to us. You're saying, oh, you should have held it. Yeah. Well, hell, we don't know, do we?
We don't know.
Yeah, no idea what
gambling,
stock did.
You guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Who was it that really took off? I know GameStop was one. Was it AMC Theaters?
Yeah, that also had a weird thing.
Remember that thing? Yeah. It went from like $20 to $200 in like 24 hours. Yeah.
They were trying to do the same thing with the GameStop with AMC stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out?
No.
Because I think it's back down again, right?
Yeah, they were trying to do, it was some like collective, like we're going to buy all these stocks as like a group of people, and then it's going to do some crazy spiraling thing that they
don't
had a theory for.
Don't you wish that we all knew what the hell we were talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea what it really was. I just, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
on Reddit.
Have no idea.
That's
yeah.
why I don't play that.
Right.
That's why I know to bet against the Rockies.
That's worked
no,
out pretty
wait,
good
wait.
For
wait.
Me.
Sure thing. Did you guys see that one? The Rockies bet? So you can bet $20, and if they win the World Series, you'll win $90,000.
Yeah, one person put money down on it. Vegas.
Why don't you jump all over
why
that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why don't you jump on that one?
It's only $20.
But you're literally just throwing it away. You can't win.
Okay, pot boy.
No. Let her bet it. Let her bet it. Let's see how it works out. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Sorry about that. I was just reading some other stuff online over here. The Diddy trial, it looks like it's not going to be a mistrial, right, Carson?
Yeah. Yeah, the judge officially slapped that down.
Okay. Well, we're on board and moving on.
Yeah. It's been that. I mean, the testimony from the other girl has just been heartbreaking. Yeah,
they wanted to bring her back to clarify some things, and the judge shot that down this morning, too. They can't bring her back for some reason. They're calling that a big win for Diddy. Who knows how this thing's going to go? I don't know. If I had to put money on this one, I wouldn't know where to put it.
I wouldn't either.
I don't know if it's going to go against him. I don't know if it's going to go for him. It's just really, and in the beginning, I was just 100% this guy's guilty. He's going to prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's how we all rolled into
it.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be a landslide.
Yeah, but because it's a federal case and not domestic, I don't know, whatever.
Well, here's some bad news for you.
Oh, God. Well, can you, listen, today is a cheerful day. Cheerful.
Look,
it's beautiful.
This is a public service announcement. You can't tube on Clear Creek.
Oh, I know.
New temporary water restrictions now in place for Clear Creek. The sheriff's office says.
Sad day. It's a sad day. We love to tube in Colorado. I hate to deliver this news, but this is a lifesaver here. If you go down there and tube, they're going to find your butt.
Well, because it's going fast.
Yes.
To save your life.
Stay out of the water.
Yeah. New temporary water restrictions now in place for Clear Creek. The sheriff's office says belly boats, inner tubes, and single chambered rafts.
What's a belly boat?
A belly boat.
What's a belly boat?
I have
anybody
no
know
idea
what a belly,
what a
boat,
belly
is?
Boat is? I've never heard of
I'm
that.
I'm assuming you lie
it's
on
like
your
a
belly.
Skim board?
I don't know, you guys.
It looks like a recliner.
What?
Yeah. It's like a U-shaped and it has a back like a seat. You can just kind of chill on it.
I think it's like a fit. I think you fish from it.
Whoa. Did you just say the word recliner?
Yeah.
On the air?
It's like a recliner on the water, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah. BJ has never been tubing in Colorado ever. Now he's in.
Look at my notes here.
Yeah.
I've never rafted. And you're telling me there's a recliner float out there?
That's basically what this is.
Oh. Dude.
Wait, you've never rafted either?
I've never rafted and
Whitewater?
I've never tubed.
You've
no.
Never,
never done any of them.
You got to take your son. It's so fun.
It is really fun.
Water's cold.
Well, so what? You don't get out of it. You're not going to flip.
You get splashed.
No, but it shortens your manhood.
No, your son will love it.
Yes.
He would love it.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, now that we have the recliner in the water.
New temporary water restrictions now in place for Clear Creek. The sheriff's office says belly boats, inner tubes, and single-chambered rafts, body surfing, and swimming are all prohibited. Kayaks, whitewater canoes, and multi-chambered professionally guided rafts and riverboards can be used there with extreme caution because of safety concerns over the swift water flow and floating debris. The restrictions extend from the western boundary of unincorporated Jefferson County through the eastern limits of the city of Golden, and that includes Vanover Park. Violators could face a fine of up to $100.
It looks safe, but it's not.
Well, it's not. No, but whitewater rafting would be really fun there.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can do it there. Maybe you could. I don't know if you could or not.
I don't know what class of rapids it is, but I bet you could.
Yeah.
You got to go. It is such a thrill. I mean, the water does hit you in the face, and you get a Mr. Misty headache, you know that drink, and you're like, oh, my God.
You know what my fear is with the water rafting, though?
What?
Is that, you know, when you come up on those areas in the creek or the river or whatever, where you can't see beyond a certain little destination, I always feel like there's a waterfall there.
There's no waterfall.
I just feel
they're not going to take you over a waterfall.
Well, you don't know. What if something happened when you got on the river that somehow something fell off over there and created a waterfall? I fear waterfalls.
There are guides, and they take you, and they do it every day, five times a day. And you know why I know this?
Yeah.
Because our guide was so burned out. He was like, and right over there, and he did some joke. And I go, how many times have you been today? He goes, five.
And we're about to come up on a 100-foot waterfall, folks.
No, there's no waterfall.
There could be. I mean, they do jokes
about it, but there's no waterfall.
When you can't see around the bend, I feel like there's a waterfall. They just don't know about it.
Yeah.
It just snuck in there on them.
It's called Little Niagara.
But now that there's a recliner float.
I mean, now you're in.
The world has changed. I'm a professional tuber,
you're
man.
So excited.
The old belly float.
Yeah, nice.
Lordy. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Whoa. Hold on. Just a minute. Hold on.
Well, I was trying to, because off the air, I was trying to explain to BJ, because he's like, well, my kid's only 7. My son went whitewater rafting his first time when he was 5. It's so safe.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I looked it up for you. Now, I'm not talking about kayaking. Kayaking is a different thing, right? That's a different animal.
All right, whitewater rafting is that big, floatable, big inflatable boat, right?
Yeah, it's a big boat. It's all super safe. And so here's what it says. Out of 100,000 people that go whitewater rafting, only 0.8 people have ever been killed for every 100,000.
Really?
You have more of a chance of dying scuba diving, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
So per 100,000 people scuba diving, 3.5 will die. Per 100,000 people that climb, 3.2 will die, which I think is weird that it's below scuba diving, climbing, right? I'm sure it's not free climbing. What do you mean below? So
more people climbing?
No, more people
diving.
Die scuba.
No, I get the diving thing. But here's the thing with diving, though. Diving, you have to be certified. So you got to know what you're doing before you could ever go, okay? Whitewater rafting, I feel like, is just, hey, why don't we go whitewater rafting
today? You have a guide.
And you just go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You have a guide that knows what he's doing.
But you have a guide with scuba diving, too. But you're certified. You know what to do down there.
Well, but climbing, you need to know what you're doing.
I would think so.
Absolutely.
I would think so.
So scuba diving is 3.0. Now, again, this is 100,000 people. 3.5 for scuba diving. Climbing is 3.2. Whitewater kayaking, which is a totally different animal. That's just you alone in that kayak. I would freak out. I was going to take a class of how to flip back over. They teach you in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do it in a swimming pool.
That would be terrifying. I feel like you can never get up.
There's lessons that you go in a swimming pool and you learn how to flip back over in a kayak. I'm like, oh, no, I want to do that. It's 2.9. Recreational swimming is 2.6. Bicycling is 1.6. Whitewater rafting is at 0.8. That's really good. So you guys will be fine.
Okay. All right.
So
I'll tell you what's dangerous.
What?
Couples ballroom dancing.
Only because she's going to bitch at you so much. Because
exactly. She nailed it. That is a dangerous sport,
folks. Yeah, it is.
Stay away from couples ballroom dancing.
You're not
wrong. Foxtrot with the old lady.
Can I tell you why it's bad?
Why?
Because you guys don't listen. And you just, my God, it's so frustrating because it's like, this is easy.
I don't like all the counting.
1 and 2 and 3.
I
and
don't
four,
like
and
that.
1 and 2.
It gets monotonous
to me. I
bet
Carson's good at it.
Yeah, I bet he is too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut up a
dance
floor.
Well, I mean,
because
you're lighting the loafers. Meaning that he flows on the dance floor. That's what that means.
I'm good on my feet.
Yeah, that's what that means. Oh, it does. It means like you just flow along the ballroom.
It's a dangerous sport, folks.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
La, la, la. Somebody said Kylie on Fox 31 is wearing pants.
White pants.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I did. She's wearing white pants today. You know, women can wear white. They can get by with that.
Yeah.
Men can't wear white pants.
Oh, you could totally wear white pants. White skinny pants?
No. Jamie, I'd love to. I really would. Because I see these pro golfers wearing them, and they look good. They look really good. But, man, I would look
good. The guy from Ireland wears them a lot.
Who?
The golfer.
Rory
McIlroy.
Yeah, he does.
He likes a
lot
nice
of those guys.
Of white pants.
But a guy cannot pull off white pants. No. I don't care who you are.
Who's my favorite golfer? I love that guy. What's his name?
Well, he's your favorite golfer.
He shot the ball over his house.
Oh,
I love him.
The guy who became famous on YouTube.
Yeah, I love him. He's my favorite golfer.
He's really smart.
He's a physics major.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Does Rick he wear Shields? White pants?
He wears white pants. He just won something. He's on Live.
Shambo?
Yeah, that's it.
I love him.
That is it.
Shambo.
I was just a little younger.
Is that right? Shambo?
I nailed that.
Yeah. Yeah, he wears white pants. You're not okay.
I know.
I'm just going to tell you are not okay.
I just had the most embarrassing day of my life yesterday. I swear to God it was bad. It was just...
Why was it so bad?
Because of curry chicken.
Your lunch date yesterday?
We were going to go to Castlewood and just go take... Castlewood is so easy of a hike. It's not even a hike. It's a walk. And so we had...
You had curry and couldn't go because you had the green apple trots?
Yeah.
That's what that food's known to do, right? Yeah. If you're not used to eating it all the time.
And you know what the weird thing is that, like, below deck Mediterranean last night, had they made curry food. I was like, don't get in the water. You'll attract the sharks.
You might want to get in the water.
Well, yeah, but then the sharks, you'll chum them.
I don't think that's chum for sharks. I'm just going to tell you.
I don't know. I guess what, and now we can laugh about it, but yesterday, just telling somebody, like, look, I can't go to Castlewood Canyon because I really have got to go home right now.
Yeah. That's... Awkward way to end a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was understood why.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Supply. Yeah. Anyway. I'm definitely lighter today.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. You and your curry day.
You know what I did is I did a curry cleanse.
You did curry cleanse.
That's what I'm going to call
it. That should be something new on the internet.
Yeah, it's the curry cleanse.
The curry cleanse.
Yep. That definitely went down. All right. Anyway, let's keep moving on. All right. Big high-profile legal battle between It Ends With Us co-stars Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively took another turn yesterday in Lively's favor. A New York judge dismissed Baldoni's $400 million countersuit against Lively. However, I did see Baldoni's lawyer came out and said, look, she said that she won. She hasn't won yet. They allowed us to restructure four of the counts.
Okay.
So there were seven. He dismissed all those, but I guess four that are still in there, he's allowed them to restructure.
So they could come back.
With those four somehow restructured.
So does that mean that his lawsuit might be less, but there still could be a lawsuit?
I think they have to refile just with those four.
Hmm.
So I don't, and so basically Baldoni's lawyer just shut down Lively, like, you're dumb. This is not a victory.
I don't know why I'm taking this so hard this morning, but
a lot of people are.
I feel like my favorite team has just lost the Super Bowl.
Well, listen,
I was really rooting for Baldoni.
She became the villain, right?
I'm wearing a Baldoni jersey today.
Team Baldoni.
Yeah.
She became the villain when she screwed over Taylor.
She did.
Taylor did not deserve that.
No,
I feel like she's a bully in the celebrity world.
She is a bully. Yeah. And she used my friend Taylor's name all over town.
You can't do that.
Like they were BFFs.
Who treats Taylor that way?
Although I do that with you. I'm like, don't you know who BJ is?
I'll get my dragon on you.
Yeah.
His name is BJ.
Yeah, you are my dragon.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Yeah. When I go to Coldplay, I'll be front of the stage because you're my dragon.
Yeah. Old dragon BJ. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
It.
Right?
Yeah, I feel bad for Baldoni. Maybe he'll come back with another lawsuit. This time it sticks. So we'll see.
So I feel like you, like, I'm kind of sad about it. I don't know why. Like, I shouldn't be a bully to her. I don't know anything about it. Maybe he was a rat. I don't know. But, somebody said, Jamie, never, ever. Who didn't tell you that you never eat curry when you're on semi-glutide?
Oh, didn't weigh that into the equation, did we? Oh, never.
Yeah, that wasn't in the fine print, okay?
No, we should put that in there.
That should be a giant disclaimer.
Wow, that's a good point there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, oh, well.
Oh, well. It was a good run. Ew.
Good runs. Put an S on that, okay? Good runs.
All of this is bad. Can you tell how uncomfortable I am?
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, man. All right, anyway. So we'll see what happens with that whole case. Julie Chrisley has made her first picture, I mean, on the internet, has shown her face. She had a glam squad come in, and I'm not even kidding. I think they did pop on veneers. Those teeth are so weird looking. They're like perfectly across. I think she got them chipped overnight. And they're like Fire Marshal Bill.
I haven't seen the picture yet.
Oh,
I'm looking for it.
Let me
see if I can see it.
Right here.
Oh, it's a nice picture.
I know, look at the teeth.
Yeah, they're a little big. They're out there. But
really,
that's a good picture, though, compared to the one we saw when she first got out of the big house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So anyway, she's still not really talking. You know, obviously her husband is, but I think she's just kind of trying to lay low a little bit.
Yeah, that picture looks like maybe a photo shoot for an upcoming TV show.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's weird
sure
like
does.
That.
It reeks of that, doesn't it?
Angelina Jolie's daughter, she's 20 years old. Her name is Zahara, and she is sporting a gigantic diamond ring on her ring finger.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Do we know where it came from?
Probably a dude.
Or a jewelry store.
Right. Or maybe the African diamonds. I don't know.
Knows.
Dirty diamonds. I don't know where it came from. But anyway, Zahara might be engaged. She was with a guy. And so she had a big old ring on. And they're saying she might be engaged at just 20 years old. But then again, everybody's saying that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are married secretly.
They're not?
No. It's just funny.
But they were at a wedding, and it had their names on there as the Kelces.
Yeah, but it had it like this, Taylor.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce.
Well, she always gets top billing. Are you kidding? She demands it.
Okay, whatever. Also, I want to thank Lisa. Lisa is not your wife, Lisa. Lisa, who listens to the show.
Yeah.
She dropped off for Billy the world's coolest birthday card. Did you guys see that? I posted it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Was that amazing? She made it, and Billy is, like, over the moon. He's 90 years old, and he thought that was just the coolest card on the planet. So I wanted to just personally thank her for bothering that she made it by hand, and then she dropped it off at Bud's Bar.
It
really meant the world to him. He was so excited. BJ, it went all the way across the room.
It's massive.
Really?
It had candles that went all the way across the room, and it was all made. She went out of her way
for it. A lot of work into that.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Not a dry eye in the house. This was really sad. Jamie Foxx won the Icon Award last night at the BET Awards, and he made everybody cry.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. He was talking about his stroke and how he can't believe that he lived. He didn't think he was going to live. He talked about he promises he's going to do something with this Icon Award, that they believe in him and that his life is forever changed and he's going to do big things, like he hasn't already, but that this just changed him forever.
I read that he claims he died.
Yeah, I did too.
He saw the white light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Isn't that wild?
It is.
For him to come out and say that, he says he died.
And the fact that everybody was crying. His speech was so good last night. He was just...
I'm surprised they held the awards last night.
Maybe it wasn't last night.
No, I think it was.
Oh.
No, I think it was because of the riots.
Oh.
Because I know at one point yesterday they were saying that they were kind of iffy about it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I forgot about the riots.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it seems like it went off.
Yeah, let's hear. Zach Bryan surprised everybody with one more show of the year. And guess where it is? Red Rocks. This is huge. Red Rocks Amphitheater on August 10th. He just announced it. And here's what he's saying. He said, I wasn't planning on playing Red Rocks, but a spot opened up and I wanted to play an affordable show for all my fans. None of these tickets will be more than $50 plus the fees. Register now through Friday, June 13th at 5 p.m. for the chance to purchase tickets via Fair AXS. Details and registration info at ZachBryant.com. However, we've gone on some scalping sites and they're already up to like $1,600.
You know, this is a pretty good gesture though for the artist. You know, makes him look real good.
He does, because
I want to take care of the fans, nothing more than $50.
Yeah.
And then he can blame some shysters out there, which is probably true, that you can blame them for the high ticket prices. It's the perfect cover.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really your friend running the second.
Yeah, he's running the old shyster program for you. Yeah, it's a great cover. I love it.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I like it too. All right, and then finally, just two more things really, really fast. Did you see where Drake, oh, God, Drake turned his basketball court into a closet?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so Drake says he's not playing basketball anymore or whatever, and so he had all this room, so he turned it into a closet. And
so stupid.
It is. That is a closet, you guys. I mean, have you seen this picture?
No, I've not.
We'll post it. It is insanity.
Really?
It is wall to wall with racks and clothes and shirts, and it's all organized perfectly, and he has aisles and everything.
Holy moly.
That is a lot of clothes.
There's aisles in the closet?
And it's a basketball court.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a gigantic basketball court. We'll post it.
It kind of looks like DSW a little bit.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's a massive basketball court. That's just like arena.
Yeah, it really is.
It's not like a little home basketball court that you and I might have. Well, we wouldn't, but you know, it's not like a half court. It is a gigantic arena that he has, and it's full of clothes.
Wow.
Why aren't we rich?
Well, I got a feeling I know why. For me, anyway.
Why is that?
I'm not very good with that money thing.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right,
that
right,
money
yeah.
thing. Yeah. I don't know, man. I never learned it. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
And you have that ex-wife.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on there, Jamie. A lot of mistakes, folks. Yeah. lot. That's right. Okay. I'm fine with it. I can live with it. I can.
I'm done there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Go tell the trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Ow, ouch, ouch, ouch. I had no idea that the Rockies are in town, too. So that's going to be a madhouse downtown.
Right?
You've got the big show over at the stadium. You got Coldplay in town. Then you have Willow Smith here.
That's going to be a huge draw.
Add that to it. And then, man,
she's
look at this.
She's an opening act, right?
Oh, yeah. And people are going to get down there early to see Willow.
And your favorite song is that I flip my hair back and forth.
Flip. I think it's called Flipper or something like that.
Yeah.
Love that song.
I know you do.
That is such a strange setup, man. I know I've said it 2 or 3 times this morning.
You're obsessed with it.
I am. I can't believe it. You've got a band. All right. Think about it this way. All right. This rock band Coldplay. Now, I'm not a huge fan. Couple of tunes out there that are pretty darn good, okay? But I'm not a huge fan, but there are millions upon millions of hardcore Coldplay fans out there.
Been around forever.
I've never. Over at King Supers, at the cigar store. I'm just naming off
places,
my places.
Your places yeah.
My places. Let's see. Over at Frogs, a baseball camp.
Yeah.
You get the idea. I've never run into a Willow Smith fan.
Even at the trampoline place?
Oh, Urban Air?
Yeah.
Not one.
Really?
Nope. I was there this weekend, and not one person came up to me and said, hey, Beach, guess where I'm going? I'm going to see Willow Smith at the stadium this week.
Well, and not what's funny is we have 4 people, right? It's Carson, it's BJ, it's Jamie, and it's Schmidl, and all of us are like, huh?
It's a head-scratcher. It really
is. It is.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
Willow Smith and some other girl, right?
Yeah, what's the other girl's
name?
Ilana.
Who is she, like her best friend from school or something?
He doesn't know either.
I don't know. You ask the wrong person.
What's going on over
nobody
here?
Knows.
I'm telling you, Will Smith pulled some strings on this one.
Something happened.
Yeah. Something behind the scenes.
For sure, I agree
I'll bet
that.
You it was that. What's his wife's name?
Jada.
Will Smith.
Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, she's the problem.
She's the problem. She's just a mama bear. She's like, you put my willow up there, okay?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Mama bear has spoken.
That's what she did.
I could see that happening with Jada.
Yeah, so it is going to be a zoo. Just be prepared because there is a Rockies game, and because you morons still go to those games.
38,000 of you this week.
Yeah. So, no relief there.
You go to a crappy team's game. Okay, and you already know this, but you're paying double for your beer.
No, you're not. $3, the average price of a beer.
That's sort of true, sort of not. The $3 beers is only available if you buy a beer before the game in the upper deck thing. If you don't get it before the game, it's like $6.50 a beer.
I was going to say, that's crazy. Yeah. We're the lowest as far as beer prices, it says, according to that stat.
Yeah, the $3 beers are a thing, but you have to buy them before the game starts. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, still, you're going there, and you're still paying. Well, a $3 beer is still a little bit, more than what you would pay maybe in a bar somewhere. But nevertheless, you go there and you pay all these prices for a team that really sucks.
But here's what everybody's really talking about as far as baseball. Here's somebody, it's from word of mouth where you live in Parker. It says, we were not picked to be able to purchase banana ball tickets.
Oh.
I don't know how these tickets work, but if you have the chance to buy tickets and are not going to be able to go, can we buy them from you? My boys would love the chance to go. It says, all entries, including yours, were put into a pool for Denver, Colorado, and a lucky bunch was randomly drawn and will be offered the opportunity to get tickets. There's no easy way to say this. Your name was not drawn for banana ball tickets for Denver, Colorado.
You know, and if the bananas win, they're going to have a better Coors Field record than the Rockies.
Exactly.
BJ and Jamie.
It's because of the warm temperatures. It just it says
snow melt. Right?
Attention, attention, Fraser and Winter Park, also in Boulder, due to recent warm temperatures and rapid snow melt, our local rivers and creeks are a strong water flow and high water levels. This is dangerous, even if you're standing near a riverbank. One little slip and
boom.
Yep. So
they're flowing, man.
Yeah, because today it's going to be, 80-something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
87, I think it is. Yeah.
So.
Mountains into the 70s, upper 70s, near 80.
Yeah.
So the snow is melting.
And Clear
here
Creek,
she
right?
comes, man. Clear
that's
Creek.
Band.
Yep. Yeah, got a big band there. You want me to play that?
Yep.
Because I think, pretty good PSA, isn't it? And I got another statement I'd like to make, too, very, I think it's, I don't know if it's PSA, but it's pretty close to it.
By the way, a PSA is a public service announcement.
Oh, that's right. Public service announcement. Here's Clear Creek.
New temporary water restrictions now in place for Clear Creek. The sheriff's office says belly boats, inner tubes, and single-chambered rafts, body surfing, and swimming are all prohibited. Kayaks, whitewater canoes, and multi-chambered professionally guided rafts and riverboards can be used there with extreme caution because of safety concerns over the swift water flow and floating debris. The restrictions extend from the western boundary of unincorporated Jefferson County through the eastern limits of the city of Golden, and that includes Vanover Park. God. Violators could face a fine of up to $100.
Or you could drown.
Man, that Jeremy Hubba Hubbard's a looker, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a handsome
looking
dude.
Individual.
Ooh, Lordy. And I got to tell you, every day I learn something here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And today the game changer might be the belly board.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal, man.
It's the recliner of the water.
Yes. And I can't wait to try it out very soon. My other thing I was going to bring up that could be a PSA. I'm not a big fan of this Kylie Jenner boob job. I've been looking at it for a week now.
What?
And I've decided it's a little too up top, a little too pushy uppy like a balloon.
They're saying it's the most natural looking boob job there is.
I don't buy that.
People love it.
They do.
They do.
Jamie, I've been staring at this for a week. I'm telling you right now, there's something wrong with it.
Dr. Fisher and Marina Del Rey, he did it.
Yeah.
And she actually gave the recipe for it. It's half under the muscle and it's half over the muscle. I don't even know what that means. I don't.
A little too rounded.
Like
45 at the top.
cc's.
Yeah, 45. Thank you, Carson. Carson's been studying it too.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right. You think they're a little too roundy?
A little too roundy.
Wait,
at
you
the
like
top.
Them? You like them to hang lower?
Well, we won't go there, but. We will go
like
there.
Like a sock with a rock in it?
Well, we don't have to. We don't have to even go there. We don't even have to bring that up. Did I mention that belly floater thing?
Yeah.
That thing's
the
really nice.
On the water,
the recliner on the water.
Yep,
I think we have to go, folks. Have a great day today. Enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.